What if the key to spiritual growth isn't found in more prayer or Bible study, but in the condition of your emotional soil? Dr. Anita Phillips challenges the traditional battlefield mentality toward emotions with a revolutionary perspective. Your heart isn't a war zone, it's a garden. This insight emerged from personal tragedy, watching her sister battle mental illness, propelling her to bridge the worlds of faith and psychology. The garden metaphor isn't just poetic, it's biologically sound. Neurons and seedlings look strikingly similar, both communicating through chemical messengers across tiny spaces. Even serotonin exists in both human brains and plants. This divine connection reveals God's intentional design, showing that our emotional lives need cultivation rather than combat. In Eden, God created three types of vegetation that reveal the blueprint for our inner garden: grass, representing relationships, herbs yielding seed, purpose, and fruit trees, legacy. These three life zones help us organize our emotional and spiritual landscape for maximum flourishing. The relationship zone begins with our connection to ourselves, requiring self-awareness, self-love, and self-care before extending to others. Like grassroots that protect soil from erosion, healthy relationships safeguard our hearts. Our relationship with God operates uniquely through three dimensions: as God's child, with unconditional love, as Jesus' friend, with support, and with the Holy Spirit dwelling within, in intimate presence. After Eden, the serpent's deception cursed the ground, making relationships, purpose, and legacy harder to cultivate. Faith, hope, and love were no longer givens, while sadness, anger, and fear became our default conditions. These emotional challenges correspond to Jesus' three soil types: wayside soil, clay; stony soil, sand; and thorny soil, silt. Sadness corresponds to clay, water rich with potential for empathy, but when oversaturated becomes airless, suffocating faith. When completely dried, it hardens into hopelessness. Anger corresponds to sand, allowing faith to breathe but unable to retain hope or love. When heated, it quickly drains purpose, as Jonah's story shows. Fear corresponds to silt, initially nourishing but deceptive. Jesus identifies these thorns as anxiety, the deceitfulness of riches, and life's pleasures. Though silt initially supports growth, it's vulnerable to erosion when overwhelmed. Despite this destruction, we remain noble ruins, like ancient architecture still reflecting majesty despite decay. The good news? A soil's fertility is easier to change than its physical properties. We must follow the Creator's original instructions to dress and keep our inner garden. Why do many Christians struggle with lasting change despite diligent scripture study? The answer lies in misunderstanding our internal ecosystem. We function not like mechanical systems with replaceable parts, but like a garden's delicate balance. Thoughts don't exist separately from feelings. The heart is the soil where the mind's roots anchor. Many mistakenly believe thoughts alone create feelings, leading to frustration when unable to control emotions through cognitive effort, like expecting plants to thrive without proper soil. The revolutionary truth? Feeling precedes thinking, just as soil exists before plants grow. Biblical examples consistently place heart before mind, showing that our heart anchors our mind's roots, affecting its productivity. Like trees growing from seeds, thinking begins with beliefs, fundamental truths accepted without immediate proof. These belief seeds form our worldview and shape our spiritual well-being. Emotions aren't just mental phenomena, they're physical experiences affecting our entire being. Jesus demonstrated this in Gethsemane, where emotional distress manifested as blood-tinged sweat. Neuroscience reveals that emotion is the impact a situation has on your body and your brain. The vagus nerve connects heart, brain, and gut like a divine communication network throughout our internal landscape. Just as Eden was God's first temple where he walked with humanity, our bodies serve as both temple and garden, sacred spaces where divine and human meet. Trauma affects 70% of people worldwide, leaving lasting impacts on our nervous system and emotional regulation. Like an earthquake shaking our inner garden, trauma's aftershocks can extend decades into the future. During traumatic experiences, our sympathetic nervous system floods our body with stress chemicals. This fight-flight-freeze response evolved for protection but becomes chronically activated in trauma. We each have a window of tolerance for handling stress, which shrinks dramatically after trauma. Minor stressors, like traffic jams, can then trigger intense emotional responses. Triggers are biological and relational reminders of past pain that make our nervous system react as if experiencing the original trauma again. Healing trauma requires strengthening the parasympathetic nervous system through creating safe spaces, practicing mindfulness, reconnecting with your body through gentle movement, building supportive community, and often working with a trauma-informed therapist. While some believe everything happens for a reason, God doesn't create chaos or cause trauma for some grand purpose. Despite trauma's profound impact, we remain divinely designed beings capable of healing through neuroplasticity, therapeutic support, and spiritual renewal. Our bodies are wired for connection, and disconnection manifests as physical heaviness and fatigue. Unattended emotional pain impacts physical health, potentially causing heart disease and weakened immunity. Loneliness increases risk of early death by 26%, equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes daily. Anger appears as heat sensations and muscle tension, while the vagus nerve extends throughout our embodied garden, with roots in our gut where 90% of serotonin is produced. Fear activates our amygdala and sympathetic nervous system, creating physical symptoms through adrenaline. Ignored emotions often manifest as physical ailments, our bodies expressing what we emotionally suppress. Cultivating emotional health begins with recognizing all emotions as valuable messengers rather than enemies. The Rise Up Garden Walk offers healing by reconnecting body, mind, heart, and spirit through the 5R exercise: rest, release, reactivate, return, rise. We nurture fearful hearts by embodying love through our senses, finding sights that bring smiles, sounds that create peace, calming scents, comforting touch, and enjoyable tastes. Traditional church practices like hugging, singing, and dancing activate the vagus nerve, demonstrating that Scripture has long guided us toward embodied well-being. Shalom in Hebrew describes comprehensive well-being, right relationships with God, others, nature, and ourselves. Eden exemplified this perfect harmony. Mental health challenges begin as internal conflicts that disrupt this shalom. Being made in God's image connects to our capacity for language, reflecting His desire for relationship, to walk in the garden in the cool of the day to talk with us. Our words, like seeds, can create or destroy, shaping our reality and affecting others. The journey from battlefield to garden requires recognizing that your spirit, mind, heart, and body form an interdependent system. By confronting painful emotions without fear, you're doing the essential work of preparing your garden soil. When our inner landscape feels barren, Isaiah 51:3 promises, "The Lord shall comfort Zion and make her wilderness like Eden." This transformation demands patience. Cultivate your heart through forgiveness, boundaries, and self-compassion. Plant powerful word seeds through affirmations and life-giving declarations. You were created for this journey from chaos to shalom. Your inner garden's restoration isn't just personal healing, it's part of creation's renewal.